you again to our Sunday band. You bring so much richness to us, and we appreciate especially those divine harmonies you had today. Thank you so much. Today, as you hear from our team leaders, I hope not only will you listen, but also send encouragement their way. You know, it's not an easy thing to stand up in front of people and talk just any day of the week. And our friends here are going to speak to you. And so they'll be speaking in this order. So I'm not going to jump up and down every time. Xander Vaughn, Diane Slade, Karen Stocky, Betty Potts, and Jan McGowan. So we'll start out with Xander. Please come talk to us, Xander.
If I can get up here and do this, anybody can, so. The goal of the wildlife work team is to improve the property surrounding our church for the enjoyment of the congregation and for the wildlife. While doing this, we hope to improve the land health and assist in the repopulation of songbird species and other animals. All of these efforts help us to maintain our wildlife exemption, which lowers our taxes considerably. Over the last year, 794 hours have been put into maintaining this property, 679 of those by Tommy Potts and John Clayton alone. As we've lost Susan Parker Lee has stepped up to take on the task of monitoring our birdhouses and tracking our birds. As you can see, it takes a lot of work to keep this up. The wildlife team meets once a month when weather permits, and we assist Tommy and John with maintaining the trails and any other work that needs planned for the year. We assist Diane's team with cleaning the beds, and we repair structures on the property and any other work that needs to be done. This year, it is our desire to continue laying brush strategically to slow the water runoff off our hill to prevent erosion of our soils. We're working to label the plants in the Serenity Garden and make a printed guide so that those touring the garden can see what plants are in there to look at. The monthly group is also needed to clean and maintain the hiking trails, and then twice a year we monitor and clean out the bird nesting boxes for the next season's breeding population. The Unity Movement is guided by a vision of sacredness and the interconnectedness of all the interdependence of life. To assist communities in integrating this into their ministries, Unity Worldwide offers an Earth Care Ministries program that helps communities in integrating an earth-oriented spirituality. I would like to see us as a congregation participate in this program and make a commitment to awakening our consciousness and our awareness of our oneness with creation. I would like to see all of us expand our vision of spirituality to include caring for and seeing the earth and our little piece of it as an outward expression of the infinite mind. We need you to help us accomplish this. If we all pitch in as we are able, we can not only maintain the beauty that surrounds us, but with enough people power, we might be able to do more. It could be possible with enough regular participation to expand our scope and include things like reestablishing the springs on the property. We can slow water and prevent erosion. We can increase the hill's ability to withstand drought in our long, hot summer months. Over time, with strategically planned intervention, our hill could become an oasis for plants and wildlife. We could see the number of birds nesting here each year increase. We can bring deer and turkey and other animals back onto the property more regularly, and we can help refill our aquifer. There are many opportunities available to us if we come together as a group. I'll end with a quote from Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of Unity. "Nature is surely the glorified face of good. See the beauty about you, and you do see the manifestation of the infinite mind."
Hi, Hi, everyone. Please become an earth angel. This is the Grounds and Landscaping Committee. If you would like to help with this continuing job, upkeep and occasional renovation of our flower beds around the church, please join us. You can adopt a bed. We're going to name or in some way indicate which bed is which, and you can sort of take one on as your own, shower it with love, pull the weeds. You could choose an area that's as little as one square yard if you want to. Just let me know which area you'd like to take care of. You can do it any time you want to. We have no set days that we have to show up and work, but just together try to make a difference and upkeep and clean up and straighten the front and sides and pool side of our church. There's going to be a whiteboard. Actually, there is a whiteboard in the kitchen that will have the area that you've worked on, what you did, your name, and how long you worked, so that we can keep track of our volunteer hours. The second prong of our efforts is to work with Xander and the wildlife team so that anyone who, this is sort of a crossover committee, you might say. Anyone who signs up for one can obviously work for the other. And there's absolutely no reason why you can't do both. Anyone who becomes an earth angel will get a bag of wildflower seeds. Just see me in the back room. It's possible that we could actually fill up those four sign-up sheets that I have for you back there. This is a great opportunity for tithing your time. As you know, tithing consists of more than just giving money. It's giving of your talents, your time, and your resources. Our orientation, if you want to know more about this, will be next Sunday or next Saturday at the Wildlife Work Day, which starts at 8:30. So just show up and join us. Become an earth angel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Well, you've just been officially trained to be a greeter, so show up Sunday at 10:30. Thank you very much. No, not really. I've been the welcome team coordinator for about 2.5 years now, and I remember the first time I came to this church, and I remember Jean Newsom greeted me, and she was so warm and so friendly, and week after week she continued to greet me. And she wasn't even an official greeter most of the time. And she'd invite me to sit by her, and I remember feeling so welcome and so at home. And it's hard to come to a new place. You don't know anybody. And Jean carried out our mission perfectly, and we try each week to greet everybody with a warm and gracious welcome and make sure that everybody leaves knowing that this church is friendly and welcoming. So we have, well, actually, when I'm sure you've all been to other churches, and like I have visited other churches, and you see the greeter, they usually stand by the door, and, you know, they hand you the little service pamphlet and good morning, hello, you know. But our team really likes to go way beyond that. way beyond that. And all of our greeters are so friendly and welcoming, and they want to make sure that you all feel at home. And one way that they do that, of course, is whether they show you where the coffee is, where the bookstore is, where all the restrooms are. And they watch out for any first-time visitors, especially those, you know, with families. They make sure that everybody gets to their appropriate classroom, whether it's in the chaparral room or back here at YOU. And we have three greeters every Sunday. And join our team, obviously when you join our team, like you will, I'm sure, we usually start you out as a gliding greeter. And you kind of float from the bookstore to the sanctuary, to the fireside room, and to the visitor center there, and looking for anybody, any new faces, and just greeting everybody that comes across your path. And sometimes you'll help out at the visitor table when it gets real busy. The visitor table is over here in the foyer, and that's where most of our first-time visitors enter. And if you're in that station, you'll help them fill out a name tag and help them sign up for the e-newsletter with the blue card. And there's also Unity materials out there if they would like some of those. And then last but not least is the sanctuary greeter. And Caroline's on that spot right now, on that beautiful cowhide stool back there. I love that stool. We just have beautiful rustic hill country decor here with all of our leather couches and stonework, and this church is really beautiful. So that's what our team does, pretty much in a nutshell. And, you know, I love being on this team. It's given me the opportunity to get to know all you really wonderful people. And I think it kind of reminds me of, being on this team kind of reminds me of that bar, Cheers, you know, without the alcohol, you know. You want to go somewhere where everybody knows your name. Everybody wants to go somewhere where everybody knows their name, right? So I hope you'll consider joining us, and I know you would all be great because I see you every single weekend greeting each other warmly before, during, after the service. And one more thing I wanted to say, too, about our team, which I find is a little different than most churches. I think we go that one step further where as greeters, we try to introduce our visitors to maybe some of the members that are hanging around, and then you all obviously just take it from there. I mean, you're always so friendly and welcome, and I always see people out there just introducing themselves to new faces. So you would all be great, and I hope you'll consider joining us. Thanks.
All righty. Good morning. You know, oddly enough, sitting in the second chair, third row, I have no problem bouncing up, and talking about Supper Club. But the importance of this part of the building strikes me deeply every time. So I didn't bring a tissue up here, but I had something to wipe my nose with. I'm going to talk to you about the care team, and I'm going to begin by sharing a quote from my favorite spice company. This is where the tears happen, okay? Kindness brings such great comfort to our lives. Even the littlest acts of kindness have a way of spiraling into so much more. In little acts of kindness is the magic to transform our lives into something wonderful. The care team is all about kindness. Team members sometimes provide a meal or part of a meal to folks needing that help. You don't have to be a gourmet cook. Picking up a rotisserie chicken or a pre-made salad is fine. Sometimes even a gift card to a restaurant is fine. Team members might also send cards of support to those experiencing loss of a loved one or a healing challenge. On occasion, they might visit someone in hospital, pick up a prescription, drive to a doctor's appointment, run small errands, or do some light housework, such as running the vacuum or doing a load of laundry. and everything is volunteer service. You are not required to do anything that does not speak to your heart. The team is not home health care, nursing, or physical therapy. It is supporting our community in a way that is most fulfilling and appreciated. Being on the care team does not mean you can't participate in other teams. And please, if you would like care at any time, contact care@unityofwimberley.com. Another quote from Penzies: thank you for being that kind heart and for sharing your kind heart, I'm going to cry again, with the world around you. You have a reason to be proud. You make a real difference. Thank you.
Happy birthday. This is a hard act to follow. Goodness gracious. And you, Betty forgot to say, if you sign up, you get a little doodah. Everybody wants one of those.
Yeah. All right. So I'm representing the chaplain group. Well, why volunteer to be a chaplain? Well, why not? I mean, just for instance, so let's just practice for a moment. Everybody just get a little bit more comfortable. Move around a little bit. Exhale. Do what you do when the person comes up here to pray. Close your eyes if you want to. We're just practicing, okay? This is a test. This is a test. Just notice how good that feels. Just to allow the arms of a prayer to embrace you, to embrace our church, to embrace our world, to embrace our families. Notice how that feels. To be reminded that each one of us has these talents, these gifts that are displayed on our quilts. We have the gift of faith. Yes, as a prayer person, it tests my faith to just come up here and pray for the things that are on my heart. I have to breathe. I have to get centered and grounded. Just knowing I have the gift of life, what a gift. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The gift of life. An opportunity to serve in a tiny little time space in this whole eon of earth time. So tiny. Prayer is the highest and best. That's why we do it. We have the gift of renunciation to let go of what does not serve us any longer. What brings us joy, we breathe in, we have around us, including our friends. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity. I have heard the calling, and I'm answering it. I'm saying, yes, I can be a prayer chaplain, because I've heard this in the depths of my being, that I can serve and use my talent in that way. And it feels so good. Thank you, God. So it is. So, becoming grounded and centered again and opening our eyes. This was just a test. It wasn't really a prayer. Just notice how you feel. And you feel that way every time someone comes up to you and asks you to pray for them and with them. How about for their family? When we're out of control and we don't know what to do, what do all of us do? We just did it, didn't we? And notice how we feel. Because we have done something that helps others, that helps our world, that helps everything. Yeah. So, Jan Gauvain will be back there Molly Steele. How many prayer chaplains do we have here today? Jen, Molly, Cherie, yes, Cherie Burroughs. Jen, Molly, Don, me. Yeah, sign up. We need some guys in there too. This is not a thing that it's all women. No. So we need some guys. So if you've heard that symbol, and there's a yogi symbol that looks like this. It's called open at the top, and you've heard that here before. And it means you're listening to that higher self. So we'll have training. Jill will see to that. Kit will see to that. We have marvelous trainers. I don't think there's anything else for me to say. Sign up. It'll be good.
I just want to say thank you to you five who had the courage, the enthusiasm, the conviction to answer the call to come speak about what is important to you and what is important for others to know about in our community. Thank you so much for expressing yourselves so eloquently and with such depth and sincerity. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and I know that everyone else here does too. So thank you so much. We can't have community without finding ways to touch each other. A community can't exist if any one of us or any group of us is in a vacuum. We need each other. And as Jan said, it's a little point of time in the eons of time, but it makes all the difference in the world. So explore our tables out here after the service, because there are good things for you to see. We are alive and well here, and we have things that will appeal to our extraordinary number of extroverts that are in this church. But we also have lots of opportunities for those of you who like to serve in a way that's a little more quiet, that doesn't draw attention to yourself in any way whatsoever. So there is something for everyone. So I invite you to see what appeals to you. And so let's take a few moments just to wrap this up with a time of meditation, although we've had so much good prayer already today. So again, just breathe into the very heart of your being. Let your breath fill you up all the way down into your tummy. Just breathe as deeply as you can. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. And if things start intruding upon you, just breathe again. It helps clear it all out. Let's begin our time of meditation with gratitude. Gratitude for this beautiful place. Gratitude for everything that came before this very moment to bring us together. Gratitude for those seen and unseen that keep everything running smoothly. I give thanks personally for our ministerial team, for our business manager, for our youth and family ministries director, for Jeff, who keeps things mowed, puts things back together, for Seth, who does work you never see, for this day in particular, let's give thanks for those who took the time and the imagination to create tables that are exciting and fun. For Kit, who did all the groundwork to put this together, and Leah, who is the glue that made it happen. For all the moving parts that make us one great, breathing, living, amazing organism that is community. We're so grateful. Breathing. Now just take a few moments in silence alone with your God. It's a very intimate moment. It's energetically moved along by all the energy of the other people in the room with you who are doing the same thing. So just for a moment, keep silence with your God. Your thoughts may intrude, but look for the space between the thoughts and go there. Now, beloved, make sure you're fully inhabiting your body. Feel your feet on the ground. Notice how you're resting in your seat. Let your hands be relaxed. All is well. And again, we give thanks. For we have been touched by the hand of God in ways that we may not even consciously know. And so for all that has come before, for all that is now, and for everything that is coming into manifestation, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.